Psalm 40 is the most quoted of all the Messianic Psalms in the New Testament. It is the Psalm of the Burnt Offering. And from verse 6 we read, "Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire, mine ears hast thou opened." This no doubt has a reference to Exodus chapter 21, when the man who has served his total time of servitude is ready for release by his master. He is ready to go out a free man. But in the case that is cited in Exodus 21, it is of a slave who has acquired a wife and children during his servitude, and so when he is released, he has to leave his wife and family behind. But in this case, in Exodus 21, the man chooses not to do that. He says, "I love my master, I love my wife, I love my children, and I will not go out free." And therefore, verse 6 tells us, "His master shall bring him into the judges. He shall also bring him to the door or unto the doorpost, and his master shall bore his ear through with an awl, and the servant shall serve him forever." This man loved his family so much that he chose to be a servant forever rather than to go out free and leave his family behind him. We see a very beautiful picture of that in the book of Philippians, chapter 2. Paul, in writing to these Christians, as the Holy Spirit inspired him, said, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." Listening, Christian friend, this is what we are to do. Every one of us who knows and loves the Lord Jesus should have a Christ-like mind, or a Christ-mindness. Now, what was his mind like? Well, verse 6 goes on to say from Philippians 2, "The Lord Jesus Christ, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God," but now note what it says, "but made himself of no reputation." He could have come into this world and declared himself to be God the Son from the very outset, but he didn't. He was born without reputation in a manger. He was raised in the humble carpenter shop there in Nazareth. He didn't have a great reputation. He wasn't famous. He was just, as it was supposed, the son of Joseph and Mary. But it goes on to say, though he was without reputation, friend of mine, he was never without character. He was always the sterling character that he's been from eternity past to eternity future, God the Son. But in spite of this, in spite of being without reputation, he took upon him the form of a servant, the form of a bondslave, the form of one who has had his ear bored, digged through, as it literally rendered back there in the psalm. He became like a humble bondslave, a man without any rights, a man without any legal resources. He became a bondslave and was made in the likeness of men, and being found fashioned as a man, he humbled himself. Just a humble bondslave the Lord Jesus was. And he became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross, a horrible death of being nailed, affixed to a Roman cross. "Wherefore, in view of all of this, God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name." Thank God for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. "There's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." And at that name, at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Friend of mine, have you ever made that confession? Have you ever acknowledged that you were a slave to sin, and that you would accept the one who became, as it were, a slave, being bored, as it were, for you? He took the low place. He became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. For those who have been listening to our broadcast recently, we have seen the Lord Jesus Christ as he became like a leper, unclean. Sinless though he was, he became sin for us. We have seen him like Jeremiah, put into the pit of slime, sinless, but becoming sin for us. We've seen him as Joseph among enemies and aliens. And today, friend, we see him as a bondslave, that we who are the servants of sin might be set free by the grace of God. Trust him today. My, how he'll bless you for it. Amen.